Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As we know, in this game, it takes a team, and it took a team to get this done. And I couldn't think of a better city to play in for the next 8 to 9 years of my life. And I'm super excited. I want to thank all the fans who show up every day and continue to support us regardless of the outcome. It's truly just a special place to play and a special place to show up every single day. So. I couldn't be more excited for this and couldn't be more thankful for everyone in this room and everyone who's helped me get here today.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan.
On WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in to Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, coming to you live from our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Nice to have you with us here tonight. A full four-hour show, Joe Braverman.
I love full four-hour shows.
So do I. So do I. And we don't get nearly enough of them these days. We got a lot to get to today. Very pleased to announce that Christopher Smith from Mass Live is going to be joining the show at 7:30 to talk Red Sox, to talk trade deadline, to talk Roman Anthony extension, to talk seven-game win streak, to talk, Dustin May and some of the not-so-great aspects.
Whatever the heck
of this
that was
right
last
now.
Night.
Oh, that was rough. That was rough. A rough night for the two acquisitions, or two of the three acquisitions at the major league level, you can say, that Craig Breslow made at the trade deadline. Didn't see Steven Matz, but he's been pretty good in the times that we've seen him. Not so much Dustin May, and certainly not so much the reliever now, whose name escapes me,
Jordan Hicks.
Jordan Hicks. I was going to say Jesse Hicks. I knew that was wrong. Jordan Hicks, who was brutal last night. I mean, just absolutely brutal. And so was Dustin May, really. I mean, after a couple of good innings, he really fell apart. And there's still some aspects of this team that are worth scrutinizing. As great as that was for a homestand, and don't get me wrong, that was tremendous. Watching them come out of that trade deadline and just whoop ass for a week plus was a tremendous turn of events, and one that I think really cemented this team as a team that you have to take seriously. Now, whether or not they're going to be able to keep it up for the rest of the year is to be seen. There's two more months left to go in this season. And as I said, all throughout April and May, you can't close the book on this team yet. You can't just call them a 500 team. You can't say that because there's still umpty-ump months left to go here. And there's still 2 months left to go in this season now too, so you still can't close that book. You can't say now they're good, everything's fine. That's not how it works. That's not how baseball works. That's not how this Red Sox team this year has been working either. So I still think that there is a lot of work to do before you declare this team a no doubt playoff team, a no doubt deep playoff run type of team, or a no doubt World Series contending type of team. That trade deadline is something that I think is going to rear its head at various points here over the next 2 months. The question is this team good enough to be able to withstand it? And the teams that they're competing with, how good do they all actually get? And we'll tackle all that tonight as well. But what I want to start with is what you just heard there, and that was the voice of Roman Anthony, young Roman, young rich Roman, who is now going to be making a lot more money than he was before, and can tell his parents, Anthony, and his what's his mother's name? Lorene, I think. Tell them, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Anthony, but I will not be needing my allowance anymore, which has got to be a nice thing to be able to say. I know he's 21. He's probably not getting an allowance, but you know what I mean. Big day. Big day for the kid. And a big day for the team. In fact, I think there's many ways you can look at this as a bigger win for the team, certainly, than it is for Roman Anthony. And that's all things considered. He's signing an 8-year deal worth $130 million, potentially more than that if he hits some pretty tough escalators, let's be honest here. And we can look at this contract and get into the weeds with it a little bit. We'll probably do that with Smith. Him and Cotillo and McAdam were all tweeting about it last night. And there are some very difficult incentives and escalators that he would have to get to max out this contract. I don't think there's any chance in hell that he could do this. I don't think Willie Stargell in his prime could hit these things. You know what I mean? It's just, it's like, you know, Willie Mays couldn't hit these incentives. And that's fine. I mean, listen, it's a contract. It's a contract for a 21-year-old, and they were operating in good faith, I thought. And then I read Alex Speer. And I don't think any of this is bad faith, let me just say. But there is a little bit of an underhandedness to it that I want to read to you here from Alex Speer in the Boston Globe today. It says, Craig Breslow's name illuminated the cell phone screen of Mark Rogers on Sunday afternoon. Mark Rogers is the agent for Roman Anthony. He immediately imagined an array of misfortunes that could have befallen his client. After all, when Anthony and the Red Sox tabled conversations about a long-term deal at the end of spring training, Anthony's team at Frontline Athlete Management suggested that they did not want to renew conversations until after the season. Okay. I follow. They already talked. They had opened the conversation back in the spring, and then at the end of spring training, couldn't come to an agreement. The agent said, we don't want to talk about this again until the end of the year. Let's not make this a distraction. Let's just have a great season, and we'll talk to you in the fall. And the Red Sox said, fine. And then, just a couple of weeks, not even, after a disappointing trade deadline, it caught Rogers off guard, Speer goes on to write, when Breslow informed the agent that he had just sent a new contract proposal to both Rogers and to Roman Anthony. Had Breslow only sent it to Rogers, the agent might have stiff-armed the request. You think? You think the agent might have said, hey, no, don't send this to the player, my 21-year-old player. How about you send it to me, the agent, and I'll handle this? You know what I mean? Like, that I think probably would have happened, yes. He probably would have stiff-armed the request, I think is probably true. But Anthony, who had been alerted Sunday morning by Red Sox principal owner and owner of the Globe, John Henry, that the team was preparing to make him another offer. So hold on, time out. Okay, so not only did Breslow send the contract proposal to the player, but prior to that, the owner of the team told the player, hey, by the way, we're going to make you an offer today. So Anthony opened the email, saw the offer from Breslow, already knew about it from John Henry, and told his agent, hey, look at this offer. I want to sign this. Let's make this happen. There had been a considerable gap in talks between the sides in spring training, Speer went on to say. Though the distance had narrowed over three offers by the Sox, the conversations never got close enough to a deal to produce true back and forth about a framework. There was no enmity. The main goal of a long-term deal had been the same, Anthony said, but there had been comfort in the fact that Anthony would direct all his attention to the field this year.
I'm going to make him an offer again.
Yes, Don Corleone. John Corleone. Can we call John Henry John Corleone from now on?
I'm going to make you an offer. I can't refuse.
I don't do a very good John
that
Henry.
That was not a good Don Corleone good. Or a good John Henry.
No.
But that's okay. You can work
neither.
On it. You can work on it. Bring it back to the air next time. We have a Godfather reference. Anthony, of the team's efforts to renew talks, said, I was a little bit surprised. I don't think you ever expect something like that. But for me, it was the excitement seeing what it was, knowing how I value myself, and seeing that initial offer. I could say, wow, this is exciting. It was exciting that we were trending in the right direction. You know what this kind of sounds like? You ever watch one of those old movies about, like, like a singer in the 60s, like some kid who was just singing on the street corner with his buddies, and then Berry Gordy shows up or something, you know, some guy from a record label, and he's like, hey, kid, I really like your sound. I'm going to pay you $100, and you just sign over the rights to all the recordings you ever make in your entire life, and I'll give you $100 right now, and it'll be the best thing ever. And the parents are inside, and they're like, hey, who are you talking to? And the parents here are like the agent. They're like, hey, who's that guy out there? And he says, he's going to pay me $100 for all my songs. Or whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. That's what this sort of sounds like. You don't email the player. You know, that's not how it works. You don't do that. You don't send the. You don't go up to a player, especially not a young kid. But you could only do it to a young kid. What do you think if John Henry walked up to Trevor Story and said, "Hey, we're going to offer you a contract. Keep an eye out on your email today." What do you think Trevor Story would say? Trevor Story would say, "Thanks, John." Weird that you're telling me this, but my agent handles all that stuff. You know, my agent, who, whatever. I mean, you know, there's all sorts of agents out there who would have been mortified that the team was talking to the player directly like this about a contract. All that being said, smart move by the Red Sox. I'll tell you what, they have gotten very good at this, have they not? They have gotten very good at sort of figuring out a way to save on the back end when it comes to some of these guys. And listen, it's all a gamble. I'm not going to say that they 100% made out here, because I don't know what kind of career Roman Anthony's going to have, and neither do you, and neither does anybody else. Same with Christian Campbell, same with Brian Baio, same with all the guys who got Sedan Rafael, every one of these guys who got extensions. They're all gambles. They're all risks. But in valuing your prospects, and a guy like Roman Anthony, who was a number one overall prospect in the entire league, so that's a little bit different, I would say, than your Rafaelas and you know, Brian Baio's of the world. But when it comes to a guy like that, you have to be proactive. And not only that, I think that there was a real, and I think it stemmed right here at this station. I think when Craig Breslow called into the Greg Hill Show when they were over, I forget the name of the place that they were at, so forgive me, but when they were out at
Tipsy Seagull?
It wasn't the Tipsy Seagull. I said that, and then it ended up being something else. So I apologies for where the name of the place. But it wasn't the Tipsy Seagull. They moved it somewhere else. So when he was there and Craig Breslow called in and got booed by that crowd, I think that spurned this action. I'm not even kidding. I don't think that they were against the idea of extending Roman Anthony. But I think Craig Breslow and, by extension, John Henry got together and said, you know what? We just had a bad trade deadline.
Guys, Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox.
I mean, that was decisive. It's not often you get a chance to tell a guy like Craig Breslow exactly what you're thinking and how you feel about, you know, like it's rare you get a chance to do that. It's rare you get that type of town hall open forum opportunity to do so. So that was, I thought, pretty interesting. And then what, a couple weeks later? I know the Red Sox won a bunch of games, and that probably helped too. But then a couple of weeks later, we have this announcement, hey, we're extending Roman Anthony. And Roman Anthony took it. Now, for anyone who wants to say that Roman Anthony got a little snookered here, I don't think that that's true. I think that he is a young kid, sure. But he's aware of what people in the majors make. I don't, you know, he has an agent. He's talked about it before. He's had conversations like that. I think Roman Anthony, as much as he may have been dazzled by the dollar signs there, he probably also looked at it and looked at a guy like Christian Campbell, who was offered a contract, took it, and then got sent down to Worcester. Or looked at a guy like Marcelo Meyer. The three of them were supposed to be, you know, the three wise men, basically, for this team. They were supposed to take over, be the future of this team. Campbell's in the minors, and Meyer's out with a wrist injury. A couple of days ago, Anthony missed a couple of games with back tightness. Anthony's not been here that long. Roman Anthony has not been a big leaguer all that long. And I think that the Red Sox are smart to be looking at ways to try and maximize on maybe his naivete, if that's the right word, like, you know, to maximize on that, on the fact that he's young, and the fact that kids his age who are arbitration under team control for 6-7 years oftentimes don't end up getting contracts like this. It's just it's very rare. And rather than go through arbitration and try and nickel and dime them like they did with, you know, Duran, and like they're surely going to do with all these other guys, they made a commitment. And I think they should be applauded for that. I do. And if you think Roman Anthony wasn't smart to sign it, you might be right. You might be right about that. Now, he won't be an actual free agent and able to sign like a Juan Soto-type contract until, you know, 2 years later. And that's a decision that he made. That's something he's going to have to live with when it comes time. It's easy to sort of, when you're 21 in particular, think that being 28 or 29 is a million miles away. You know, I'm never going to be 28, 29. Pff, come on. that's decades from now. I'm not going to have to worry about that until now. I want to get paid right now. I get that. Absolutely, I get that. That being said, the Red Sox, if Roman Anthony continues to play well, the Red Sox in a couple of years are going to be getting one of the biggest bargains in Major League Baseball. Really, I think that's true. You're going to be getting that kind of production for under $17 million a year. That's what it nets out to right now. If he doesn't hit a single incentive, and some of those incentives are going to be hard to get. I think he'll probably hit some of them, but if he doesn't hit a single one, then it's like under $17 million a year.
Yeah, yes, those incentives include this year Rookie of the Year, but also MVP, where if he hits every single one, that's going to top out to $230 million, which even if it gets to that, it's still a pretty cheap deal for someone who, at least projections-wise, what Roman Anthony could be, is a pretty fair deal.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I mean, listen, if Roman Anthony wanted to hold out for more money, he certainly could have. He could have said, no, I'm going to wait till the end of the year, and then I'm going to talk with my agent, and we're probably not even really ready to have this conversation for a while anyway. We'll go through the normal thing. Maybe we'll sign something else for a shorter term or whatever, not 8 years, and then that way I can reconvene with everybody. He's under team control for, what, 6 years anyway? So, like, you know, it would have been for him really betting on himself, having to play for well under what he's worth, and then having the chance to cash in sooner at a much bigger payday as opposed to now. He'll be getting paid a good amount. I mean, it's not like it's nothing, but under $17 million, assuming he doesn't, you know, win MVP 8 straight years, which I don't think he's going to do. As much as I like the kid, I think that one's a little lofty. You know what I mean? But, like, that's kind of where we are. And just to say this, I mean, you look at a deal like this, you look at a situation like this, it's rare that these kind of deals get offered to players, rookies who have only been in the league for a couple of months, not even. And I think that made it a bold move by the Red Sox. I think it made it a shrewd move by the Red Sox. I think Roman Anthony, it's his decision. He's, you know, he's an adult and he's got his family, and it's not like he's some, you know, poor kid that they plucked from some country somewhere who doesn't speak the language and doesn't know what's going on. He's here, he lives here, and, you know, he's got family and friends and an agent and all that stuff. So, you know, like, I don't think anybody had the wool pulled over their eyes here. The agent may be a little annoyed. If I'm the agent, I'm probably a little annoyed that they circumvented me and went right to the player. Except they didn't really, because they also emailed the agent. But, you know, that was the one thing that if you want to take issue with any of it, feel bad for the agent, feel bad for this guy, but you know, you do that at your own risk. I don't really feel bad for these agents. They do just fine, and he'll be just fine too. And all in all, I think everybody kind of wins here. The Red Sox win the most. Red Sox win the most by far, assuming that Roman Anthony continues to play at a high level and that he plays at an all-star level and that you have this young all-star caliber outfielder here under team control for 8 years, and you know, the most he can max out at, I think, realistically, is like 2023. If he really gets them all, then you're talking about like $30 million, but that's obviously not going to happen. So that's what I think. I mean, honestly, at the end of all this, when you cut it all down, this is a very, very good move for the Red Sox. And I think for Roman Anthony, listen, he came out and said all the right things after signing this deal. He came out and said, I love it here. I love this organization. I love the city. I want to be here. I want to make a, you know, statement that this is the place for me and this is where I want to be. And he jumped at this deal, jumped at it. So I think that, you know, you have a good match. You have a good deal for the team. You have something that the player's happy with for now. And we'll see in a couple of years if he's still happy with it or if he goes to his agent and says, you know what, I feel like I'm getting underpaid. I feel like we should do something about this. Why don't you go back in there and negotiate? And whoever the GM at that time at the Red Sox is, maybe it's still Breslow. Who knows? The way that John Henry operates, probably not. Everybody only gets like 3, 4, 5 years max. And this is an 8-year deal. So we'll see. Anyway, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Sam Kennedy spoke to the Greg Hill Show this morning. We will have thoughts on what he said, and in particular, the things that he said about keeping fans happy. I thought that was very interesting. Talking about the Roman Anthony deal, he mentioned it and then sort of referred to it a couple of times about how you do have to keep the fans happy. And I think that is an interesting dance that this team has done all year long, really longer than that. You know, we're talking, this is like since 2018, really, since that World Series year. I feel like the team and the fans have had an odd kind of relationship right now. When I say the team, I mean the front office and ownership. And I want to examine that a little bit as well. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. That's Joe Braverman. He's got what's trending. And then at 6:30, we got your headlines and your phone calls right after this.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's an off day for the Red Sox today, following last night's 7-3 loss to the Royals, and a day after Roman Anthony signed an 8-year, $130 million extension with the team. The Sox sit at 64-52, 2.5 games up for the top wildcard spot in the American League. They sit 4 games behind the Blue Jays for the top spot in the AL East. They head out west to start a 3-game series with the San Diego Padres. Walker Buehler and Nick Pavetta is your pitching matchup for tomorrow's series opener. First pitch at 9:40, pregame at 8:40. One Sox note, reliever Jorge Alcala was claimed off of waivers by the St. Louis Cardinals after being DFA'd by Boston earlier this week. Day 13 of Patriots training camp is in the books. Today was another walkthrough before tomorrow night's preseason opener against the Washington Commanders. Head coach Mike Vrabel stated that every player should be prepared to play who is healthy. On the other side, Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is not expected to play. Tom Brady will also be in attendance for the revealing of his statue. Some other NFL news breaking within the last hour. Chargers tackle Rashawn Slater will miss the upcoming 2025 season after suffering a ruptured patella tendon in today's practice. The NFL preseason week one kicks off tonight with 3 games on the slate. The Colts and the Ravens, the Bengals and the Eagles, and the Raiders versus the Seahawks. And the FedEx Cup playoffs get underway, and after today's round one at the St. Jude Championship from TPC Southwind in Memphis, it's Akshay Bhatia leading after shooting an 8-under-62 after round one. He is one stroke ahead of Tommy Fleetwood, who sits at 7-under. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is 630 Headlines.
All right, 6:30, time for some headlines, a little before that. Either way, I'm going to start with a headline from yesterday, the final day of Patriots camp before their, well, they had a walkthrough today, but their final day with pads on before they take on the Washington Commanders. That's tomorrow night. And it was a joint practice, and in that joint practice, Mike Vrabel got a little bloody. Do we have the... No, I guess we don't. That's okay. Mike Vrabel got a little bloody, though. Which I thought was... I only heard it described because you couldn't see any of the video. The media was not allowed to record during this portion of practice, and I wonder if maybe that's why Vrabel decided to jump in the middle of a little scrum. But apparently, guys were mixing it up. Guys were throwing bows back and forth. And Vrabel jumped in the middle. And when all the dust had settled, he popped back up. He had blood on his cheek. Was it his blood? Was it another's blood? I don't know. I don't think it was tested. Did he have like a scab today or anything? Did he have like a cut? Could you see? I didn't notice that.
I didn't see any pictures from today's press today's practice.
Maybe it was someone else's blood. No one makes Mike Vrabel bleed his own blood. So it could have been someone else's. At first, I thought, this is cool. Second, I thought, this seems a little performative. And then my third thought was, but that's okay. Who cares? You know, being performative really is in the eye of the beholder. And I think for a team like this one, for a Patriots team like this, there's still a lot of holdovers from the Gerard Mayo year. There's still a lot of players on this team. And to go out and put on a little show like this, because let's be honest, it was a show he was putting on. It's not something that Mayo was doing last year, and it was certainly not something Bill Belichick would ever do. But it is a uniquely, I think, Mike Vrabel type of action to take. And I also thought it was interesting, since we're on the subject of publicity and headlines, good buddy Greg Bedard wrote that these practices were super easy and laissez-faire and guys just walking off the field whenever they felt like it, and Morgan Moses wasn't engaged and Carlton Davis wasn't doing anything, and that all these guys had all, secured their spots and there wasn't any competition for a lot of these positions. The veterans were getting all this easy treatment, and how bad is that? And then all of a sudden Vrabel's out there at the bottom of the pile with a bloody face. So I wonder if maybe those two things had something to do with each other. But either way, the main headline from that is not even so much that Vrabel decided to be a super Andy Hart level hardo and jump into the middle of a padded practice and get knocked around a little bit. Doesn't that sound like something Andy would do, like at his kid's football game? Doesn't that sound exactly like something he would do?
It would be one of those where it's like a big pile already, and then he's just like, okay.
Andy like runs at the very last Andy runs minute. And he's got like his helmet on. He's like, he jumps on the pile.
He's like readying himself. He's in the 3-point stance.
They're like, isn't that the quarterback's dad? Like, why does he have a helmet? What's he doing? Why is he jumping in the pile? Oh my God. It's sad, honestly, isn't it? Isn't it sad that I heard that Vrabel jumped in the pile and the first thing I thought of was Andy Hart? That sounds like something Andy Hart would do. It's true, though. It is true. It's too bad that that the quarterback, they're going to be talking to Drake May and not Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel is going to be talking with the Hillman Show. By the way, this all got announced today. There is a big board back here. There is a big board in this room that tells you every single Patriots-related person who is going to be on all the different day parts of the station. Greg Hill, for example. Mike Vrabel, 6:30 on Mondays. Boomer Esiason at 8 a.m. Ty Law on Tuesdays. Bill O'Brien on Thursday. Pop Douglas, Robert Spillane on Fridays. Jones and Keefe getting Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis, Milt Williams, and Mike Onwenu. The Afternoon Show getting Drake May, Marcus Jones, Brian Hoyer, Adam Schefter, Giardi, Tommy Kern, the coordinators, etc. And then at the bottom, it's Arcand, and there is nothing there.
I was about to say, and we're getting...
Why even put my name on this thing? Why have my name here with a bunch of empty slots for each day? Why not just say, okay, it's just the three main day parts that are going to be talking to the Patriots. Why even include me on this chart? I don't understand, Ken. Is it just to remind me on a daily basis every time I walk in here that no one wants to be on my show? Is that
really? You're an angry large man.
It's kind of what's happening, isn't it? I mean, look at this. I'll put a picture up on Twitter. It's a full board. I mean, this board, except for Wednesdays. Wednesdays are a little light. But it's a full board here. Everybody, all the shows, they all got people almost every single day. I have nothing. I have not one scheduled guest for the entire season.
We should sabotage that board with just a bunch of big names. Like, on Wednesday, we're bringing in Stephen A. Smith.
That's right. Yeah, Stephen A. Smith. Wednesday, Pat McAfee. What do you think about that? Thursday, Jeff Passan. So what? It's all ESPN people, I guess. Friday, Shannon Sharp got fired, didn't he? Shannon Sharp get fired because of all that stuff? Yeah. All right, not Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp is canceled. We'll get somebody else.
Leading into Thursday night football coverage, Ian Rappaport.
Ian Rappaport. How about Bob Costas? Michael Jordan, Larry Bray. Yeah, we'll just write in a whole bunch of names on the bottom there because this is insulting. I'm insulted by this. Let's get to our next headline. I was just talking about ESPN. ESPN has acquired 10% of the NFL network programming and broadcasting, and that includes Red Zone, that includes a bunch of other things. People are upset about this. People are angry on the internet about this. And I maybe, 10 years ago I would have seen this and gotten annoyed, but I can't, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to pretend like this isn't the direction that this industry is going? Like this isn't, these big companies aren't buying everything out. Like, come on. It's going on in all aspects and areas of sports. It's not just in broadcasting. I am a little surprised at the NFL Network that media as a media company just isn't able to turn a profit for some reason. Like they're always making cuts. They're always downsizing. They're selling off 10%. They're doing all this stuff. And I just don't really get why. Their budget must be ridiculous, but I don't see how it could be. I just don't understand how that works. And you would think that a 10% stake would be just worth so much that the media company would be able to even approach them. But no, ESPN, they got it. And they didn't just get that. They got some pretty valuable stuff in the transaction. And people are mad. And listen, I mean, be mad if you want to. There's other things in the world that are much, much more upsetting, I think, than a big sports media company buying a piece of one of the and everyone's like, oh, well, now there's this big conflict of interest. And, oh, what about ESPN Bet? What about it? If they break the rules, people will find out and they will be dealt with. It's not going to, But as far as the conflicts of interest, it's the NFL. There's conflicts of interest everywhere. Every single network has conflicts of interest with the NFL, and they work their ass off to try and protect it when a big controversy happens. And it's the NFL. They happen all the time. So let's not act like that's going to be some big difference. That's the same thing. It's the same thing it's been since I can remember. With all these ESPN jumping in and Monday Night Football, NBC, CBS, Fox, all of them. I mean, come on.
It's also on the same day ESPN acquired, like, UFC rights, WWE rights.
Right.
Like, they did a whole lot of spending in the last 48 hours.
I know. It's been a pretty active couple of days here for the people over at ESPN. They have a big chunk of the NFL now. I honestly not even sure I'm going to notice a difference. If you really, if you really want to dig in, said this, maybe it was because they have ESPN now. Well, yeah, probably. But I don't like, honestly, Adam Schefter, he's great. Adam Schefter's the best in the business. But you get the sense sometimes that he's saying things in order to protect a relationship or a source with the NFL. All reporters do that. Like, I don't think we're going to notice any difference.
The difference will be when McAfee is doing NFL Red Zone instead of Scott Hansen.
I mean, I don't think that's going to happen personally, but, sure. And
he'll bring on Perk being like, let me tell you about these Patriots, man.
Perk on the NFL, that would be something. I would be surprised to hear that. Tough Perk impression there. You got to work on your impression show. you should talk to Fitzy. Fitzy does good impressions. He does a good impression of me, although his impression of me has gotten worse over time. When he first started doing it, it was very, very good. It was very accurate. But now I think he's like, he just has this idea of what it should sound like now, and he goes to that instead of how the organic one, which I thought was really very good. Now he just does like an angry Harrison Ford. That's me. I'm just angry Harrison Ford to Fitzy now. And I cannot do a Fitzy impression to save my life. Every time I try to, I sound like Dennis Miller, speaking of ESPN. I saw an article the other day about when Dennis Miller went on Monday Night Football and how just ridiculously bad that was. I remember that, and I remember tuning in and not understanding anything he was talking about. He would make references to like old wars in Europe and stuff, and I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? And I had no clue. That's why I don't do the Fitzy impression anymore. Because no one wants to hear that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There's your headlines. One other headline was that Jason Tatum was at Patriots camp today. And he was in a walking boot, and he was walking around taking pictures with Drake May. It seems like those two, there's a little, I don't know. They've appeared together a few times. It seems like there's maybe a little bit of a common respect there, budding friendship. I don't know. I have no idea. But, yeah, you know, he played at Duke, North Carolina, that kind of thing. So they're probably pretty familiar with each other. Anyway, it seems like he was moving around, you know, with a boot on, so hard to really know. But get well soon, Jason, is what we say there. All right, let's get to the phone, 617-779-7937. We got Patriots on the table. We got ESPN. We got the Red Sox, Roman Anthony, and Sam Kennedy this morning. All that here. Let's start with Joe in Connecticut. He wants to push back on the Roman Anthony take I had. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Christian. How are you? Love the show.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, obviously, smart move by the Sox. They wrap up Anthony. Clearly, they're going to save money in the long run. They have him under control. I do, though, like you said, I want to push back a little bit on the idea that Anthony, the idea out there that Anthony's naive and he got sort of snookered here. I actually find this refreshing. You have a player who likes where he is, loves his teammates, inked a contract that guarantees that he and his family are taken care of for life. Don't we constantly criticize mercenaries like Soto and Betts? In my opinion, Roman should be applauded for this.
Sure, Joe. I think that, you know, for Red Sox fans, you should be thrilled by this. Absolutely. And I don't necessarily think that what you said is wrong, but I don't root against guys trying to max out money. I've never done that. You know, like even when I was a kid, it just never seemed to make sense. If there's teams out there that want to pay you more, and you're willing to go chase that top dollar and earn what you're worth, and then you enter the workforce. And I feel like I don't know, when I started drawing a regular paycheck, whenever that was, I worked through the family business for a few years. But when, you know, you start actually making a little bit of money, and then, you know, you realize, oh, yeah, OK, well, if someone were to come offer me more, I'd probably take it. As much as I love this job, as much as I love waiting tables here, bartending, whatever I'm doing. You know, that'd be nice to get a raise. And I just think that that's, you know, not something to criticize, really. Criticize Juan Soto. Why? Because he wanted to max out dollar. Like, this is still a capitalist country, and he's paid what the market will bear. Same with Mookie Betts. And these are all owners who could have afforded to pay, you know, like it's not, they all could have afforded to pay these salaries. The Red Sox were in on Soto. Red Sox tried to make an offer to Mookie Betts. Don't criticize the player for taking the better deal. Criticize the team for not making the right offer. John Henry could have afforded it. He could have afforded to have both of those guys on the team this year if he wanted. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I do understand what you're saying, but I just, you know, that's the one piece of it that I would disagree with. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If you listen to the crossover with myself and WEEI Afternoons, you heard a promise of some smelling salt talk. Well, that's coming your way next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
George.
Hello, friend. How are you?
I honestly just came up here to air a grievance.
Oh.
Our team got a memo today that smelling salts and ammonia packets were made illegal in the NFL.
Wow.
And I've been distraught all day.
Okay. Illegal?
He even said he's not practicing anymore.
I considered retirement.
Yeah. So they bring that back for George Kittle.
Yeah, so we got to figure
Mr.
out
Goodell.
Middle ground here, guys.
Yeah.
Somebody help me out. Somebody come up with a good idea.
Send
Fred,
the email.
On you.
Airing of grievances.
Yeah, that's all I had to get out there. I'll get that off
is
my
it, is it every before every drive is a
I'm an every I'm an
yeah,
every drive
see,
guy.
I've seen
every
guys
down.
Like that.
I'm an every drive
in
guy.
In between every play, he's
no,
one of his socks. Pulls out the sock.
Way too much.
Yeah. Well, it feels like the energy's still out here, though.
I mean, definitely, yeah. But I missed those already.
All right, so you may have missed this story because it wasn't a huge deal, but that was George Kittle right there. Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. George Kittle crashing the set of a NFL Network show, which is soon going to be an ESPN show, but saying, hey, we just got a memo today that they're banning ammonia packets and smelling salts, and I'm going to retire, and blah, blah, blah. He was joking around, obviously. But that is the new edict from the league.
Wait, George Kittle joking?
I guess so.
Would have guessed.
I like George Kittle, by the way.
Me too.
He'd be a fun guy to root for if he was a Patriot. And they had a fun tight end for a long time, so you know what that's like. ESPN obtained the message from the union that sent to their players, clarifying that the league's ban is on smelling salts, only applying to clubs providing it to players, which means if you want smelling salts or ammonia packets, you got to bring your own. Bring them on the sideline. Not quite BYOB, but as a Twitter user says, BYOSS. A couple of things here. Number one, I have had to use smelling salts before, as you heard in the crossover. Maybe you missed it. When I was a kid, I used to faint. I used to just faint. I'd be walking around and then, boom, just fall over and faint. And it was, no one ever really knew why. There was never really a concrete explanation that I was given as to why this happened to me. But I'd be, sitting in church or somewhere, it was usually, I feel like, where the air gets kind of stale. Like, it didn't happen to me a lot, like playing outside. It was usually when I was indoors, probably bored or whatever, and I would faint. And so one time in school, this happened in school a couple of times. One time in school, I was coming back from recess. I got in, I sat in my chair, and the next thing I knew, I woke up in the nurse's office, and she had the smelling salts under my nose. And I was like, I looked around, I had no idea where I was. I was very confused. The salts, I was a kid too, I was like 8 or 9, maybe. And she put the smelling salts in and I woke right up. And, I saw some people saying, hey, this is kind of underhanded here by the NFL. This is something they probably should have done a long time ago. And a lot of people didn't really understand what that was all about. I saw Brad Son, the agent and the lawyer who I thought was maybe in line to be the next head of the NFLPA, but I guess that didn't happen. But either way, he was saying that this is like if they allowed you to smoke in the emergency room until, 10 years ago. Like, this is something that should have been banned much, much sooner than this. This is not something the NFL should be doing, and they shouldn't allow players to bring their own smelling salts either. And it's not because smelling salts are bad for you. It's not because that's going to have some sort of long-term effect. It's because they use it to wake guys up when they've been knocked out on the field and maybe have a concussion. That's the whole point of smelling salts. The whole point of smelling salts is if you get your bell rung, as they used to say, and you get, lightheaded or dizzy or knocked unconscious here for a brief amount of time, what they would do so that they could get your guy back into the game, they would wake him up with the smelling salts. And they'd prop him up and they'd, he'd be there. He can't count to five, but he's there on the sideline ready to go back in. And that's sort of the point. That's not that the smelling salts are inherently bad on their own. It's that they were used to cover up head trauma. They were used to cover up concussions and used to cover up guys getting knocked out. And from that perspective, knowing how serious that is and how serious the league now has to take it since they just got sued for $800 million or whatever it was a couple years ago that they had to pay out, then you would think that something like this they would take a lot more seriously. This is the type of thing that they would make sure cannot get wedged into a lawsuit somehow because of more concussions and head trauma and, you know, so forth. So I'm a little surprised. I'm a little surprised that they haven't banned it completely. I'm a little surprised that they're a guy, and I know Kittle was kidding there, but I do think that in general, players are going to be like, what the hell? Like, we need those, you know? We need that to, what if it, you know, what if we need to get back into the game? Whatever it is that they're thinking, you know? Like, this is my job. I have to be able to go out and play. If I get knocked out, it could be the end of my career, you know? And a smelling salts could have woke me right up, and then I'd be back out there, and that'd be that. And I won't have to go into the protocol, and I won't have to do whatever. And I know they're more strict about it now, so I may be not exactly 100% accurate with how the thought process goes, but that's the whole, that's the point of the smelling salts. That's why they have them. And, you know, you sort of look at it now and all this examples of head trauma and guys who have had horrible, horrible times trying to live normal lives after playing football or other contact sports. And just, you know, hockey, just imagining all the times that, you know, you revived someone basically who probably couldn't have been able to, you know, wake up and go back out there. And you got them back up with a smelling salt and they went back out there. And God knows what happened to them after that in a setting or a situation where they should not have been putting their head back out onto a field or onto an ice rink or wherever it is where they could get hit again and have even more damage happen to them. So that's sort of the point. And I think that, you know, for the NFL, it's been kind of a quiet couple of years, like ever since, what was the Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, ever since that all happened, I feel like no one's really talking as much about the head trauma anymore. Like, after DeMar Hamlin basically died on the field and then was revived and came back to life, the head trauma thing is kind of taking a back seat. Now, I don't know if those two things are even related. It's just a timeline thing I happen to notice, but it hasn't been quite as much at the top of everyone's mind. I think that a thing like this with the smelling salts and banning them and then sort of not banning them but allowing the players to bring their own smelling salt, like all of that, I think that just brings it back up. It brings people thinking about that again, and I think that's bad for the NFL. The NFL shouldn't be trying to remind everybody about their decades and decades-long errors and mishandling of concussions and head trauma and all that other stuff, and this just seems like a doorway back into that, and they should probably just back off completely. That's what I think. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. There's your smelling salt minute right there on the Christian Arcan Show. Quick break. When we come back, Sam Kennedy was on with the Greg Hill Show this morning talking about the Roman Anthony extension, which some people on Twitter and on the text line think that I'm trashing. I really am not. I don't think I trashed it at all. I said it was a great deal. Great deal for the Red Sox. I think that Roman Anthony could have certainly held out for more money if he wanted to, but I didn't necessarily say it was a terrible thing that he didn't or a bad thing even for him, and it's a great thing for the team. So I'm not sure where this is coming from, but we'll continue with that conversation, and we'll hear from Sam Kennedy. If you missed it this morning, that's all coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.